Oh, hi, Noah. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm actually Paul's assistant, and I'm also in the cancellation department. So I understand that you recently signed up, and now you want to cancel?
Yes. I just don't think your services is really what I need at the time. And I've already spent so much money on marketing. I don't really need another one.
Got it. Okay. So I want to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $199 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. We already have your website, pressuredperfection.net, up and running and the call tracking number. So because all of that work's been done, I mean, I can cancel the account. But what I'm thinking is since you already paid, I also would love to give you the opportunity to get on the first page and get your phone ringing so that you could recoup some of that money. So the previous agent put a note here also that you were upset because you had an extended hold time when you were trying to call in. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And I apologize for that. Sometimes when everyone's on the phone, they'll say that you could like leave a message and someone will call back. But if you opt to hold and you get that long of a hold time, that's ridiculous. So one thing I could do to kind of compensate you for that, if you did want to continue, is I can give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get Pressured Perfection on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new clients. That way you could recoup that money, right? With the extra 2 weeks, you'll have all the way until June 6th. So you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So, you know, I'm confident that come June 6th, you're probably going to love the program and you're going to want to keep it, right? But if for some reason you still wanted to cancel at that time, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we'd cancel you out. That way you wouldn't have any further charges. You know what I mean?
Okay. I guess I'll hang on to it. If I do see an increased number in calls, I might stay with it. But I'm pretty confident that I really don't need it. And it was kind of just on a whim. And I didn't really think it through, which, you know, I understand the non-refundable. It's totally fine. So I guess we'll keep it for the month and see how it goes and go from there.
Yeah, just make a note if you don't want us to call us, you know, a couple days before June 6th. That way we could cancel it out and prevent any further charges. And then one thing, there's a note on here from the verification department, is that there's a phone verification that's available for you, which is really good, which means that Google will text you a phone number right now, and then you can read it back to me. And once we submit that, that will help your listing to get verified on Google. So let me just send a message to that department to send the phone verification, and then you can get that code back to me. I'm going to put, please send phone verification now. Client is on the phone. So I'll have to wait for one of them to receive the message, and then they'll confirm that they're sending it. So usually they respond within like 60 seconds, so they'll hear back. In the meantime, have you seen the website that we built yet, or have you seen any of the
options? I went on the the customer page, and I don't know, it was very it didn't look very good. I didn't really like it. I didn't really like the design, my logo, a bunch of things that I just wasn't really happy with, which is all right.
Well,
but.
No, thank you for relaying that, because that's why I'm asking you. You have to understand that when we put a site together, our objective is to get it up and running as quickly as possible. That way we can start, you know, sending the clients your way, right? But right. if you want to modify anything, it's all included in your package. So, you know, if you want us to, you know, fix the logo, change the pictures, change the font, anything specific, all of that is included. If you have a second, I can show you how to go on your dashboard and even upload photos for your website.
I'm currently driving. I got about 30 minutes ahead of me, so I don't really have free hands right now.
Let me see it here. Okay, it looks like they already pulled some pictures off of your Facebook, which is good, so I'll tell them to just refer to that. I wonder if that's where they got the logo from or if they just made it. No, it looks like they just made one for you. So our specialty is in first page placement on Google. So, you know, we don't claim to be graphic designers, and we typically don't do logos or even charge for a logo. But for people that want one, we'll do it as a courtesy. So tell me exactly what it is that you don't like about it, and we can, you know, maybe send that revision over to them to kind of work on it a little bit, you know? It looks like it's just like a spout, like a pressure washing spout with water coming out of it,
that,
right?
The whole pressure washing thing, I've never seen a pressure washer gun look like that before. It just doesn't look good.
Okay.
I don't know. It looks like a turret more than anything.
I'll just have them take it down and put something completely different together for you. I'll tell them that you don't like that type of a, you know, representation of your company, and we'll see if they can, you know, put something better on there. And, you know, that'll be completed within 1 to 3 business days. When you have time, I'm going to send you the login for your dashboard one more time. And you can, when you log into your dashboard, there's going to be some tabs at the top that say home, leads, website, listings. But the very last tab says business info. So that's the tab that you can, you know, go into and make revisions to your site. So anything.
Yeah, I went in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. You know what? You are one step ahead of 95% of the business owners I talk to. A lot of them, they don't even go on the dashboard. They don't know what I'm talking about. So the fact that you're only 3 days in and you've already been on there, that's awesome. Like I said,
you're probably a lot younger than most people.
Yeah. I know. I saw your picture. You're a very young business owner. Congratulations. What made you start your business so young?
It was the easiest business I could come up with for the least amount of overhead. So
I like it. And it has a big impact too. I didn't realize until I had to help my mom sell her house. The realtor was like, oh, you have to do some renovations and paint this and change that and make sure to get the front driveway and walkway and the back patio pressure wash before we list it. And you know what? It looked like a brand new sidewalk when they were done, and a brand new path. I couldn't believe, I thought, oh, it's not going to be a big difference. It changed the whole visual of the outside of the house. It was crazy what a big impact it made.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of just blew up the past couple of years. It's always been going on in the south, but up where I live in New York, it's really blowing up around here too. So I got it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good time.
Good for you. Okay, so can you check your phone and read that phone PIN verification back to me, please?
Yes. 226-412.
Okay, 226-412, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm so glad that James was able to respond in a timely manner, because he's in that department. So he said it was accepted, and that's a very good thing. I mean, that's a very important piece of the puzzle to get you verified. So you are all good to go. And I'm going to text you my direct extension, Noah. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So moving forward, if you need anything, when you call in, put in that 777, and it'll ring to my desk. That way you won't get on an hour hold time or anything like that. And I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't, of course, is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting. But that way, at least if I see that I missed your call, I can call you right back, you know? And then certainly if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, okay. So the next step, James just let me know that Google may request a video verification. Sometimes the PIN verification goes through, and that's in and of itself good enough. But if you see an email coming of Google requesting a video verification, what that means is that Google will protect you as a small business in the area from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. And because you're so young and tech savvy, you'll have no problem doing it because you would just go in and upload a couple things, you know, whether it be a business license, insurance, registration, an invoice with your address or a work vehicle with a New York license plate, you know, anything that you could show to that you're a valid business in the area. And then once you do that, then they trust you and they say, okay, this is a real business and we can publish them. So James said he didn't know yet if that step was going to be needed, but if you do see an email or a text requesting it, just try to make sure that you get it done, okay?
Okay, just one more question, because I went on the business info and I switched around some pictures, added on some before and after pictures of some work, and it came in super, like, pixely.
Yes.
What, should I, like, change the size on them to make them clear, or how do I go? I don't know if that's what they actually look like on your end, but on my end, they came in, and they looked like you could barely even tell what's going on.
Oh, you know what? Let me ask James. He's not in the website department, but he would know. So since he's already messaging me, I'll put question. Sometimes if I try to get someone in the other department, it's going to take another hold time. So I just want to ask him. Client updated photos on the dashboard, but they show as super pixely. Super.
And I remember somebody saying something about it, and I kind of forgot what they said to do about it.
I'm sure he's going to tell you to change the resolution and do it again, but let me ask and upload again. And if so, what resolution it would work? Because I've seen him tell people that too before, like, oh, do it in this specific format, you know, so I'll just see if he responds. Hopefully he didn't get on a call or something, but I'll see if he responds. If not, I can call you later or text you the proper resolution to do it in.
Yeah, text would be fine.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think he replied. I got a little ding. He can try that or send it to our email instead. Okay, maybe that, okay. Oh, I think if you send it to our email, we automatically will fix the resolution. That might be easier. So, do photos at localsplash.com. And if needed, he said it's 720p or 1080p if possible. Depends on what the picture
would
take it at.
Could you shoot me over what email
Sure. I'll send you the email, and I'll also send you what he said about resolution. So you can just send the pictures as they are to the email, or if you want to go through the dashboard, you can use that 720p or 1020 or 1080p that he was messaging me back, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, thank you for being on top of your campaign. You're going to do fantastic with the snow. I always tell people the more proactive you are with the account, the better results that you'll get. So I'm going to text that to you right now. And in the meantime, have a great weekend coming up, too.
All righty. Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.